Exclusive: Feds investigate potential gunfire directed at National Guard in Texas border town. By Randy Clark on April 30, 2021. Eagle Pass, Texas, a U.S. Customs and Border Protection source, speaking on the condition of anonymity, advises that Army National Guardsmen potentially came under fire Wednesday at their post overlooking the Rio Grande north of Eagle Pass, Texas. The troops initially reported that bullets may have struck their elevated watchtower and rounds were heard whizzing by their location. They did not return fire. The incident was quickly investigated by Border Patrol, Texas Department of Public Safety troopers, and local law enforcement. Seven migrants were apprehended in the vicinity and separately confirmed hearing the gunfire. The seven reported seeing a person running along the river and quickly left the area after the shots were heard. Further investigation reveals the rounds did not strike the elevated guard tower. The suspected runaway was not apprehended and remains at large. The incident is still under investigation. Recently, several Texas counties signed emergency declarations regarding the migrant surge. Eagle Pass is the seat of Maverick County. On April 21, Maverick County Judge David Sausado signed a similar declaration, requesting that military forces be deployed to bring the situation under control. In part, the Maverick County declaration reads, "Whereas, the health, life, and property of the residents of Maverick County is under imminent threat of disaster from the human trafficking occurring on our border with Mexico. The ongoing border crisis has resulted in thousands of illegal persons entering Maverick County and overwhelming our local, state, and federal law enforcement. This continual illegal border crossings of individuals into Maverick County has resulted in residents of Maverick County encountering situations that causes harm to property and themselves. A request for information from Customs and Border Protection and the Texas Department of Public Safety remains unanswered as of press time." Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark.